Come back.
Oh, you're right.
It's keen erudite. And I... So the Gemara here has many lishenas, machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. What is the extent of itoyis in time? And Abaye and Rovis. The Gemara at first says, Dan hosom dafid alvam beizim. Echad ima b'shnayim b'chish, ve'echad ima b'shleisho, is a dusan kayems. Because there is no real akoshet between the two. They mean the same thing, except that they use other expressions. So it's a matter of semantics. So it's not akoshet. Sheze yedea b'iburi shal chedesh, v'zein yedea b'iburi shal chedesh. Echad ima b'shleisho, v'echad ima b'hei, yidu som p'telo. Because then it's not a question of iburi shal chedesh. It means that it's another mistake. So they don't mean the same thing. So they mean different days, even though they are the status kashi. They are having to the same day of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But since, as far as the number, the day in the chedesh is concerned, there is a koshe, so mele, it's an inyan of kim shigi chuvin chedesh olmagd. Echodim bisholish vechodim ea. Or then the Mishnah discusses a discrepancy in the shoyis, not in the yom of the chedesh. Echodim ea b'shtei shoyis, v'echodim ea b'sholi shoyis, eidusun kayemes. Echodim ea b'sholi shoyis, v'echodim ea b'chomish eidusun teilo. Divir Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda eimer eidusun kayemes. Ech even b'sholi shen b'chomish, when there is a discrepancy of 2 hours. Reb Yehuda eimer eidusun kayemes. Echodim ea b'chomish v'echodim ea b'sheva eidusun teilo. According to everybody, because that is not possible, is due to a mistake. Shebechode, shebechomish chamo b'mizrach, uvishemo chamo b'mayim. Omar Abai, kishetim tzoleim ali divere meya, ein odem teyev leikvum, natim nemashu. So that's why Reb Meir says, echodim meya, b'shtei shoyis, v'echodim b'sholi shoyis. It is a kayemes. Let's say, now, there is a machlekes between the Mogen Avraham and the Goyen as to whether in calculating Shoyis B'yei we count the Shoyis Manias from Netzach Hamo Tishkiye, or that's the Goyen Shiti, or from Amud HaShachar till Tzitzit HaKechovim. And Tzitzit HaKechovim here, according to all Rishonim, means Dalet Milin subsequent Tishkiye, even according to the Gainim, the 3/4 of a meal subsequent to the Shkia Risheno is already Lailo Gomu when you're allowed to do Melochem Yisrael Shabbos, but in respect to the calculation of Shoyis, so there we only consider that it's a Kehovim of all the Kehovim, not Gimu Kehovim Beinim, but of all the Kehovim that come out at night. So there we consider that it's a Kehovim of all the Kehovim, not of Gimu Kehovim Beinim.
What is that? How many
meals at the Shkia? That's 20. I mean, for the 4 million is either 72 minutes or 90 minutes.
Now, what is the explanation for the grind
of the One second, we'll discuss it, please. So, Magavom says that in calculating Shoyi's money is, we have to calculate it on the basis of the length of the day from the Amud HaShachar till Tzitzit HaKechovim. And the Goyen says, from Netzach Hamo Tishki. Now, so then the Gemara says, Kishetim Tzolim Al Divir Reb Meir, Eino Nuntiyah V'likvum, So Meire, El Divir Reb Yehuda, Odom Tiyah Chosisho. So Eino Nuntiyah V'likvum, Natik Mimashu. How, so why does Reb Meir say this? Echol Dima B'shtei Shoyis. What is Shtei Shoyis? There's the second hour from, let's say, Equinox Day, when every hour is 60 minutes. So the first hour is from 6 to 7. The second hour is from 7 to 8, and the third hour is from 8 to 9. So if somebody says that the Ritzicha took place, or the Amai Savere took place in the second hour, and another he says it took place in the third hour, so it is a Kayemes, because they both might have meant to the same moment, but the one who said the second hour meant the last moment of the second hour, that's 8 o'clock sharp, and the one who said in the third hour meant the first moment of the third hour, also 8 o'clock sharp. So Rav Meir holds, according to Abaye, that in the table is not even a mashu. Mashu by definition means less than half an hour. 29 minutes is mashu. But 1 minute is also mashu. But if they both meant the same moment, and the aid who said in the second hour had reference to the last moment of the second hour, 8 o'clock sharp, and the aid who said in the third hour the Mais Haver took place had reference to the first moment in the third hour. So the Mamesh had reference to the same moment, same split second. And the Divere Meor in the table is Klum. The Divere, yes.
So what's the explanation?
That's what he say.
No, I'm asking for the Magen Avraham
Vitas. I'll discuss that, please, let me. I'll discuss it. Because Teis Veshite, the Rambam Shite is like the Goyen, and Teis Veshite is like the Magen Avraham, you'll soon see. Omar Abai, Kishtim Tzolayim, Oli Divere Rav Meir, Ein Dom Teir Veli Klum, and Li Divere Rav Yehudi, Oli Dom Teir Chotzi Shor, Li Divere Rav Meir Teir Chotzi Klum, Mai Se Kehave Mefek Tarte, Umay El Shlat, Vodik Omar Shtayim B'Seif Shtayim, Vodik Omar Sholei B'Tchila Sholeis. So there is no discrepancy altogether. And the Divere Rav Meir Teir Chotzi Shor. So Mai Se Kehave B'Palge D'Arbat. In other words, one said, "V'haydi Komar Sholeis B'Seif Shloeis." Because Palge, so Rav Yehuda says, "Echodim B'Sholeis the third hour." So what does it mean B'Sholeis the third hour? It means the third hour is from 8 to 9. The Mai Se occurred at 8:30. So Mele, when he says Sholeish, so he says it be Sholeish. The divra view the Olam Teir Chotishol. Maise kehave be palged arbaave at 9:30. V'haydikom al Sholeish v'seif Sholeish. Vikotoye palge di shaitli kame, vahaydi koma chomish, bitrilas chomish, vikotoye palge di shaitla chare. Ike damre omar abaye, kishetim tzalim al divere meyer odom tiye mash, li divere biud odom tiye sho, u mash, li divere meyer odom tiye mash, u maishik have, oi biseif stein have, oi bitrilas sholeish, vichad minaye tiye mash, li divere biud odom tiye sho, u mash, Mai se kehave he be safe sholeish, oi b'tzchilas chomish. V'chad minayi katoye shoye mash. Ozo ravune b'ri rav yudel amro lishmai tzi kame de rove. Oma ma yiludai kinum b'hane sade. V'haydi koma sholeish b'tzchilas sholeish. V'haydi koma chomish be safe chomish. V'abe ish v'kheshes. V'loi katzlin oma ranek v'nikter v'mistveke. V'rachmon oma b'shoftei v'chleid. Elo ma rove. The Divere Meir, so that's the biggest discrepancy. Odom Teir Shtei Shoyis Chosomash. The Divere Yude, Odom Teir Sholi Shoyis Chosomash. The Divere Meir, Odom Teir Shtei Shoyis Chosomash. Maise Kehave, Oy Bitzkula Shtayim, Oy Seif Sholis. V'chad Minayi Ketoye, Bei Shoyis Chosomash. The Divere Yude, Odom Teir Sholi Shoyis Chosomash. Maise Kehave, Oy Bitzkula Shoyis, Oy Seif Chomish. V'chad Minayi Ketoye, Sholi Shosomash. So the question is, what kind of machlekes is it? It's not fire, rover, mir, but you say, machlekes in Mitzias. So let's observe it empirically, in what extent of time people can make a mistake. How could there be machlekes in Mitzias and in such a divergent manner? I mean, either in Anteev or in Mashu, or Sholish Chois Chosamash. How the answer is, as far as the Mitzvahs is concerned, they are all light. There are certain people who are Teyeh Veloichlu. There are certain people who are Teyeh Vemashu. There are certain people who are Teyeh Vechotisho. There are certain people who are Teyeh Shomashu. There are certain people who are Teyeh Shteisho Ismashu. There are certain people who are Teyeh Sholisho Ischosamashu. So the question is, what should be used in inspecting the edits, whether the toys by most people or the toys by some people. So of course most people make it toys in Tushois Hosamashu, even in Sholishois Hosamashu. But there is a myriad of people who are so disciplined in intuitive sense of time. Now today that everybody has a watch, so no one tries to look at the position of the sun in the sky. So Mele, without a watch, wouldn't know anything. And with watch, so everybody knows the time. But Bisman Matan Torah and Bisman Chazal, so they didn't have watches. So they calculated time according to the position of the sun in the skies. Mele, and then they related that to the Shoyiz Balayla also, because they had to train themselves in an intuitive sense of time to relate.
I don't understand what you mean.
Because it's impossible. What is that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Why not?
Intuitive.
Intuitive, you feel it.
How can you feel it?
You feel it.
You feel it an hour
it's by the lapse of time you feel. How much Gemara you can cover, how much Tilim you can say, how much of the newspaper you can read, how many examples in algebra you can solve. So you discipline yourself. Today we don't have to discipline ourselves.
What about the sand clocks?
The what?
Sand clocks.
Sand, no. Sand clocks.
Really. Oh, sand clocks, yeah. They dial in. So, no right.
A timer,
whatever it is, I don't know anything about it.
There was the sand drips, and after an hour, all the sand goes through, so you know an hour is
passed. Okay, these are imitations, artificial things, but the natural determination is by looking at the position of the sun in the sky. There are all kinds of artificial things. Anyway, so it's inconceivable that there is a machlekes mitzvahs in such a divergent manner. You know, it's inconceivable. The answer is they are all correct, but it depends which people. So the question is, whose toys do we consider as a guideline? The toys by many people or by the few people? So that's the machlekes. And why, let's say, Rav Meir happens to hold the treishish in limiuti. So mele, eno teye veliklum, eno teye, eno teye, odom teye bimashu, odom teye bechotisho. But Rav Yehuda holds that in cheshish in limiuti. So why is a cheshish here, ligavei kavola seides, kavitrishuch kire? The answer is, the Gemara says, in Yevomes Daf Kufutes, that when do the Rabbonon not cheshish limiute, when there is no chazoke that karavova is the mute. But if there is a chazoke that karavova is the mute, ligave an isho that shehol chobailo in din sayam, and then we heard that the husband died. The question is whether she's allowed to get married, or maybe she's not allowed to get married because the husband didn't have any other children. So maybe the wife is mubaris, and if she's mubaris with a vlachel kayome, so then she's kukol liyivim. So she's not allowed to get married. She'll be either an isar of ivom lishuk. So the rabbonon say that according to the rabbonon, so let's see the gemara in Lomis. Thank you. the Mishnah Tal. Hoisha shall a bailo viceroso dinasea. Upo vomul of Mizbanach. Loitinosein the Loitisiabi. Ashitela. After all, Mizbaloch, so there's no Isar as a sheesh, but maybe there's an Isar of Ivamuli Shuk. Shemon will bear a seat or us. Shemon will bear a seat or us. So the Gemara says, now because the Isha herself, he remained here, and only the husband and the Tzora, the other wife, the co-wife, went to Nisayam. So maybe the Tzora is Mulberes with a Placho Kayome, so then he'll be born, so then he's not allowed to marry the Achi Balo. Not allowed to marry Achi Balo. So the Gemara says the Kashi, Bishlei me you veloi the dilma misabre bikopore bi shoa bishes are the rice. El loiti no se amai halei chacharev noshim v'rev noshim misabre zil.
The
Gemara says, Hoishish, the Mishnah says, Hoishish shola baila v'sarosom deseyam ubo romol omeis bailech so loiti nosim loiti siyam. So the Gemara is the Kashi, Yibmu understand. Why not? Because maybe the Tzora is Mulberes with a bench of Kayome. So in a few months she'll have a baby. So then there is an Isakores of Eishisochim. So Eishisochim. But why can't she get married Lishuk? After all, we should rely on Rov. According to the Rabbonon, we rely on Rov, we are not Chishish Lemiyut. And Riv Noshim, in Misabres, the eldest, they don't have a miscarriage. So Mimele, there is no Yidden, so she should be allowed to get married Lishuk. So the Gemara says, Gemara at first says,
Elaine, can follow Rov as
what?
As far as an Isur Lav is concerned, we could follow Rov.
That's right.
But as far as an Isur Karis, we do not follow Rov.
No.
So what's
because
the
in regard to the Isur Lav of in regard to of Yivam Lishuk,
yeah.
So on the basis of Rov, there is no Yivam Lishuk.
Right.
Because
so why can't you say the same
the average woman is Mubaris. She is not a Skene, so she is Mubaris.
Oh,
yeah, we don't have to be Cheshish. Maybe they practice birth control. That is not a natural thing. No. So Mele, we have to assume, to take it for granted, that she is Mubaris with a Vlad Kayome. Some mele should be allowed. The brother, the deceased husband, has children, or is going to have children, born children, kayome. Some mele, there is no isha of Yivam Lishuk. So why isn't she allowed to get married? So the Gemara says at first, the Varikotnu ktano de rubi lesekamoni, viazla rabonon bosarub, ditanye kotnu ktano le chilzim lemisiab, divarabmea omlerabmea yofer mart, shen chilzim, ish kosbe parche, umashiran ish or ish, el matam in miadmin, olem, kotn shemulim cesoris, some melee it will be retroactively determined that the dushnuog dushitoes, ktano shemitim zailness, again, it will be Dushitois. The Nimsu Pagan Beab, the Rabon Savre, Zilbos Aruben, Tiktanim, the Rof Tanim laughs Rissimin, Zilbos Arif Tanis, the Rif Tanis La Violence, Elamach Varte, Massison Remeyer, the Tracish Limit, the Mayo Kinte. Yeah.
So when we said before that for Kiddushin you require Das.
Yeah.
So if a person is a Sris.
Is a what? Saris.
A Saris.
Yeah.
So that means he has no das?
No. So the Ishe wouldn't have agreed to marry him if she knew his Saris. Yeah. soy tushito es.
Mekartoes.
Mayokim tekirab meyer, eme seife. Hoysolo chamei, simadron lo, eine chesheshes. Amai, halecha harev noshim. Ferev noshim misapres vihildes, miut mapilis, vichoar gildes, mechsos chorem, mechsone keves, smeich miute di mapilis, li mechsone keves, vihavelis chorem, miute, vileir. So this is what the Gemara says. In other words, so we see from this Gemara that when does Rab Meir Cheshes when does Rab Meir Cheshes limute if he has a chazoket mikore to support it? So Mele, it becomes a sofik hashok, because if you add the chazoket mikore to the miut, so there is no rov, it becomes a sofik hashok. But when you don't have a chazoket mikore that supports it, so Mele, Reb Meir is not cheshes lemiut. Now, here in this case, when there are many people who make it toys in 2 hours Chosamash, in 3 hours Chosamash, and there is a myriad of people who make it toys only in a Chotisho or in a Mashu or in no discrepancy altogether. So here we have a myriad of people, and plus the Chazoked two of the Nid. That in other words, they didn't say that he committed Ritzicha, Avizor, Chil Shabbos, whatever. So Mele, he has a Cheskas Kashkas, because without that myself, he's a Cheskas Ptur. So Mele, we are Cheshish for that Miut, because it's the Miut corroborates the Cheskas Ptur of the Gavre, the Chazoke Mikor of the Gavre, and Mele, it becomes a Sofik HaShoku. So Melevi is Sofik Nefoshes Lohoku, so Bishof Toedo Vitzileido. So there's a pshat in the Gemara here. In Tzoch. Now, Teisves says...
What about the Adam and Omer?
What?
What about the Adam and Omer? Oh,
the Adam and Omer, he holds that this mute, when do we say Smeich Mute Rechazoke, when it's a substantial mute, because mute Mapile is... Mut mapile is also a substantial mute. It's not something that happens once in a blue sky. Mashenkin here, so the mute of the people who are make no mistake in time, not even Mashu, or even in Mashu, or even in Chotisho. So it's so small, it's not substantial enough. So then it doesn't become Mechzal Mechz. Say Yoda be Burish al Khadish. We are deemed Abimotsuli Maymar, say Yoda be Hishonish al Khadish. We say lawyer is the same thing, the Khadish of a Hosser. We Ikshariva, Umayu would I kill on Bahane Sade, it have I had a be Burish al Khadish. The Avladish, Mukheshes, Veich Nakum with Nikto Misfake, Dorhe Paul Bissom, Apple that we fear even say Omer, Dait Moch. The Rubidin she of the Toy before the Arche. So Mele you could argue. So that's why we prosecute them, we are done them, because we rely on Rob, and from the perspective of Rubidin she who Toy before the Arche, there is no Akoshi. So he says, Mikoma came, but what can we lose? Mikoma came, Manafsitim Nidagdikwe. After all, there is Aloche that Besden has to. Not only in Chiras and Rishes, but even in Dikes, whether the Nidin was Lovish Levonim or Lovish Cherim, maybe there'll be a Hakosh. So for any remote possibility that the Eidus might become invalidated, Bezdin is Mechuyev to Becheshes, Alachas Kamu Bechamu here, so why shouldn't Bezdin say that the Eidus is bottled, because maybe the Eidim, so, of the mute, who are loitoy bi bodi ach in the mele the amakrish chadar in the agode.
Wait, sorry, sir, so what's
Tosa's
question?
His kashi is, since there is a loch of Ishofto Edo, Vitzilo Edo, and there are, in the Mishnah, Maki says, Sanhedrin, Shere Yisachas, Lishavua, Niko Chabloni, it's a murderer, Sanhedrin, and Rabbi Zabon Azari says, Achas Lishivim Shom, and Rabbi Kivin, Rabbi Tarfon says, Il Moli, O Yinu, Bisanhedrin, Lodom, Nerak Meilo, so the Gemara is the kashi, Maki says, Hey, Chavide, how can we say you want to be battle the dinator of Mise? So the Gemara says they would be Marbe in Shilas. Let's say if he's, if there are Aidim who testify in Ritziche, so they'll ask, do you, are you sure that the Hork was a Sholem, not a Trefe? And even if they say, we made an autopsy and we saw that he didn't have any Nekev in the halal aguf, that his lungs were not perforated, his heart was not perforated, his brain was not, we made a thorough autopsy, but still, Dilma Mokim Sayev Nekev, at the place where he caught him with the Sayev, maybe there was a Nekev before, let's say he stabbed him in the heart, so maybe you make an autopsy and you don't find in the heart any other Nekev. But maybe there was a Nekev before in that place, so now you can see it. Since now you can see it. So the Gemara, and by Arayas, the Gemara says that Ha'echav Avider of Kibin Rav Tarfon, they would ask him whether they saw Kimakra which refers. And that is either impossible or it's very unusual.
And suppose he kills him with a drug. Not with a knife.
So the poison also does a certain neck.
It's not going to do a neck.
Why not? No. Why, are you a doctor?
Well, I'm sure it doesn't do a
neck.
No,
so you're not correct.
Why, did you poison, investigate
poison,
this?
That's right, makes a neck in the heart, in the lungs, in especially in the stomach. So that's how poison operates. So they put in poison, so it perforates the whole stomach. That's how it works, poison. Usually, 90% of the time. So that's how it works. As a matter of fact, they show that on television, they have the program. I am very particular in watching these scientific shows, which is after 10 o'clock at Channel 2. If you want to know a program that are very educational, so you should watch it after 10 o'clock. From 10 to 11, they have all kinds of these problems. So, and then the Gemara says, how about Chil Shabbos and Avodah Zarah? How would Rabbi Akiva do it by Chil Shabbos and Avodah Zarah? So they would say, are you sure that the Avodah Zarah, the Machal Shabbos, is not a treif? And that's impossible. Well, today you can use through cardiograms and other machines. But Bisman Matan Torah, on a practical level, he didn't have these machines, so that's impossible. So there is a halacha that Bezdin is mechuyev mitzat, the exerzakosuf of Yishofto Eido, the Yitzilo Eido, to exhaust all remedies. And even if we know that they will not be able to answer. Now, there is a taste for Simachis. This is just a very simple question. According to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, we are the Nerak Meilom, so it's contrary to the Mitzvah Torah. What does the Torah say? That if somebody is Mechal Shabbos, Basroi, Kabbalah Asroi, we have to give Mise. But how can we give Mise? There is always a possibility that the Eved Avizor, the Mechal Shabbos, is a Treife, and that it's in his lifetime, it's impossible to make an autopsy. Dilme mocken scheib necke fave. Koschel ram tam. Dam brinum fei kam de khun. Vi tepe kem mit kodle khashin un le miu de aslinen basagube. Because otherwise, how does the Torah say that the Ritzeach is chayv mise, but maybe the victim, the Nirzach, was a treife, so then the Ritzeach killed the Gavaktele. So the body claim, but the Dilma Mokim Sayyid Nekifab. So it's a raya that has limon basarub. Be'em Rabbe Tam, the Badai Lechashino, Elo Yesheelem, Shim Omud Liadinon, Die Batleides, mit der Haya Saye Barrieren, die Leuschalim und Chayet, wie sehen wir, wie sei, wie sehen Barrieren, in sie noch, aber gab die Saye Barrieren, um in und jeden, haben sie noch ein, sehr grohe, heul, behol, rufe, ein, jeden. So what does Ramtam say, that we learn out of that if Sanhedrin don't ask, so then we are subcheshish. But if Sanhedrin asks, and he says any idea, so then we have to becheshish. That doesn't make sense. What do you mean? We know that even if Sanhedrin didn't ask, but suppose Sanhedrin did ask, they would say any idea. Because they couldn't give any other answer. Any other answer would not be an honest answer. Because how do they know? How do you know? Some mele, so of what importance is the external act of asking or not asking. So I heard from my father, I don't know whether I don't remember whether he mentioned it in the name of Rab Chaim or it was his own. The taste doesn't mean that if you don't ask, you take for granted he's not a retriever. And if you do ask and he says we don't know, then he's fresh. That doesn't make sense. But Tesis is saying, Amtam is saying, from the point of view of the facts, whether it's a treif or not a treif, we have to rely on Rav. But there is a special mitzvah of Ishofto Eido, Vitzilo Eido. So from the perspective of Vitzilo Eido, so then it has to be a biro behachlet, an absolute biro, not just probability. Even the highest probability.
But what about a rov that's mitaras biro, not a rov mitaras din?
Or even mitaras biro, but it's not behachlet.
Sure, a rov. We can kill people based on rov.
Okay, so mitzad v'hoi v'shofto eido v'itzilo eido, so mele we have to doubt it. But mitzad the isar of lisir so then we have to assume we rely on rov. But mitzad the mitzvah of Ishofto Eido, v'yitzilo Eido, so then we have to anticipate all kinds of possibilities. Now, but what's the difference? Suppose Bezdin is mevatel the mitzvah of Yitzilo Eido, and then Bezdin is Gemadin. Is the Gemadin valid? No, the Gemadin is not valid. The Gemadin is not valid because when is the Gemadin valid? If they carried out the Gemadin according to all the nuances of the Torah, but if they are mivatel, they are not mikayim, one nuance of the Torah, even though it's not a matter of verifying the fact objectively, but it's a matter of being mikayim the mitzvah Yitzilo Eido, so then the Gemadin is null and void, and if the Gemadin is null and void, so the Eidim will kill him, Arotzrim.
So according to you, the whole parsha of killing people is self-contradictory.
Yeah, apparently. So what's the Nafkimine? That's my question. The Nafkimine is, in Hoga Bifnei Bezdin. So then, because the Aloha is Trefish Horak. So then, if Hoag Balailo, even Bifnei Bezdin, so Bezdin couldn't pask me, dan him, on the basis of Lit Heiri, Shmir Dilemerie, so then he's potter. But if Hoag Bifnei Sanhedrin, Biein, so then Bezdin doesn't have to resort to Idrish Ochire, a Kabbalah. What is that?
Loti Ariya Gdolam Mishmir.
Yeah, you see, Shmir Dilemerie. So Mimele, Bezdin can be done because the aloche of Edeshi Atriochel Azimo is only Shayach if I'm going to say this, not when Besdin doesn't have to resort to I'm going to say this. So there's a nafkamina, that's why it's not...
I don't understand, why is there a good nafkamina? Because maybe he's a treifa.
So what if he's a treifa?
So can
but they don't have to be married aides. Some,
if well, who
they
cares
have to
about
married aides.
But if he's a, if a treifa kills...
Yeah. If they have to resort to I'm going to say this, so then
it's
if the Mazim will
Yaakov
come
Azim.
Then, so then we'll say to them, you cannot be chayiv mise because it's an Eidish Hatzach Lazimo. But if Besdin can be done him on the spot, then it's not chayiv to say Eidish Hatzach Lazimo. So the shita of Ametam, my father said, is that when Teisve says, when they don't ask, so then we don't have to doubt it. But if you do ask and they say any idea, it doesn't make any difference what they say any idea or they don't say any idea. Even if they say we are sure, it doesn't mean anything. So then there is no drisha ochire because there is aloche of idorashto vechokartoid. Then Tesis Simakis mentions the machlekes between Rabbonim and Ben Zakkai. Because Rabbonin say that if Echodema b'sayefor and Echodema b'arinor, one aide says he killed him with a sayef, with a sword, and the other one said he killed him with a pistol or with a revolver or whatever. So then the Rabbonin say that the aides is not but because they both agree on one thing that he killed him. What difference does that make? Whether a pistol or a sayef, you see, or a pistol or a sayef, or they say any edim, of course, if they say namakrish, so then even if one aid says, kodim livonim hoyo lovush, and the other aid says, kodim shcherim hoyo lovush, so it's also battle aides, because it's not emes nochen adovo.
The Rambam has this halacha only by hachasha. But
yeah, one second. But Ben Zakkai says that even if they say inon yedim in regard to Messiah for the Obarin or they, so it's still but the Rambam, the Tesis assumes that the halacha is like the Rambam. The Rambam paskens like Ben Zakkai. So what's the difference? Why do we say, according to the Rabbanon, that if they say Einon Yedim, Ligabi Sayef Hogi, or Arin Hogi, so then the Eides is Kayemes. Why? Because according to the Rabbanon, Sayef Hogi, Arin Hogi, is an immaterial fact. What difference does it make whether Reuven killed Shimon by sword or Reuven killed Shimon by pistol or by choking him? The material fact is, did Reuven kill Shimon or Reuven didn't kill Shimon? And according to Ben Zakkai, so there is a difference. Because why is according to Ben Zakkai a difference? So my father said, there's the Rambam Shittin Trishis. Because the Dorashto and Chakarta Eidim. So according to Teisves, Dorashto and Chakarta means the same thing. Same thing, except what does it mean? Shevach Jiras Udrishes. Bisman and Bimoki. So Dorashto means man, and Chokarto means Moki. But according to the Rambam, Chokarto means Moki means man, and Dorashto means the manner of the Amais Avere, whether he killed him with a sword or he killed him with a pistol. Bavizore, whether the Avizore consisted of slaughtering a behemoth to the Avdi Zoreh, or of kneeling to the Avdi Zoreh, or of being minasech yain to the Avdi Zoreh. So that's Dorashto. So that's Tezishite. So that's the Pshat. That's the Pshat in Rabnetami Makis. In other words, that if we don't ask, it means from the perspective of the Shaila, whether it's Chayv Mise or not. So we rely on Rav is Chayv Mise. But from the perspective of the mitzvah of Yitzilo Eido, so Mimele, he has to say Be'achlet Bo. And since he cannot say Be'achlet Bo, so even if we don't ask him, so it's this Minea, that Chisong, that makes the Haggadah Seder devoid of drishes, of drishes, because he doesn't know himself. So in Mele here, Taisa says, "V'yesh lema d'ochad aydinu b'shak, kibn d'shaylu b'ziyim, v'kum achavnu yimechod, sh'mamin edo sh'zeli yoda, u'mikom okeim." So then the question is, so how can we mention a raya that has limbus arubi? Because you could say, maybe lo has limbus arubi, but here they are both mechavin to the same day of the week. They both said that the Maisavere took place on Sunday, on Monday. But they are not mechavin to the day of the month, whether it was the 4th of Maheshven or the 5th of Maheshven. So why should the Eidus be bottled? So Taisa says, "Mikomokin, shape mechiyab menseira miochad aslinom basarube b'tin nifoshes the rube toye b'boliyach tiloi if rube dinshe would not be likely to make a mistake in boliyach tiloi aslinom basarube asarube kib shezeina b'shnai v'zeina b'shleisho." So from the perspective, if Rube Dinshe would not be made, so when one says Bishnayim Bechidesh and one says Bishleisha Bechidesh, before they have an opportunity to be Mechavein in the day of the week, so then it melee becomes Mechreshes, and even if though afterwards the Sanhedrin they ask them, which day of the week was it? Was it Sunday or Monday? So they both say Sunday, they both say Monday, or they both say Tuesday. So then it's in Edom Magit v'Chizor Magit, because he already said from the perspective of Rav, there was a kosher already. So then when they are both mechavein, they are makrish deides. They are makrish deides. In other words, suppose one says first Bisayef Hogi, and the other one says Baririn Hogi, and then after Tochki Dibu, the Achizah only say both the Bisayef Hogi. So then, you know, the Machizah Omagi.
When you said according to the Rambam Shita, even if they say, I don't know whether
Bisayef Hogi or Aririn,
it's no good?
It's no good.
And you're saying that this Tosis agrees to the Rambam Shita?
No, Teisves. Teisves Paskus like the Rabbanon. The Rambam Paskus like
Bezak. Tosis in Makos.
What?
Tosis in Makos.
Teisves in Makos. Paskus like the Rabbanon. And the Rambam Paskus like Bezak.
So why did you quote the Rambam Shita if Tosis doesn't Paskus?
I mean, not to understand this, Teisves. That's all.
I don't see how you're using that
Rambam. In other words, that there is a loche of Kidn Shihiki Chubin Echezer Magid, even though in the end, the Bezin realizes that they both meant the same thing.
But since it's the wrong, it's not the same wrong Eidus,
a formulation in the Eidus, so it's another Haggadah.
So you're saying that this would make sense according to the Rambam Shita?
It makes sense according to everybody's Shita. But the Teisves in Makos discusses it according to the Rabban.
How does he say it in the
Because Teisves says, why is it different than Bisayef Hogi or Baririn Hogi or Trefe Hogi or not Dilma Mokim Sayef Negevave? So he says Sayef Hogi, Baririn Hogi is an immaterial fact, because the main material fact is that he killed him. Mashenkin, whether the victim was a Trefe or a Sholem, that's a very material fact.
Right.
All right, so.
So this Tosis is going like the Rambam, not like the Tosis.
No. This Tosis can go like the Rambam. Like the machlekes between Tosis and the Rambam is whether we pass like the Rabbon of Ben Zakkai or we pass like Ben Zakkai.
Right.
There's no other machlekes.
But the principle that the formulation is significant.
That's
you
right.
You only see that in the Rambam Shita. Where do you see that in the Tosos Shita?
So you see it in Ben Zakkai Shita.
Right.
Alright, so some mele Teisves cannot be
Chelik
and Ben Zakkai. Teisves can only pasken like Yochid the Rab, Malach the Rabin, like the Rabbonon. But on the principle, that the formulation by the Edim is important, so that's everybody. That's what I'm saying.
You're saying that even the Rabbanan accept the concept that the formulation is
important.
So why did the Rabbanan argue on Ben Zakeh? If they hold of
because
this
the Rabbanan hold that Bisaya for Baririn is an immaterial fact. It's like Godim L'Shcherim or Godim L'Veinim or Rav.
According to Rabban, the reason why Baril Harlan...
Because it's immaterial. What difference does it make? Whether he killed him with a sword or the pistol. What difference does it make? Whether the Avizor consists of kneeling or of slaughtering.
According to Ben Zakeh, it's a chisor in Jerusha.
What is that?
According to Ben Zakeh, it's a chisor in Jerusha.
It's chisor in Jerusha.
The chakir is Malkum and Zman.
Malkum and Zman. וזה אומר, הווה מקושן, וכעוד או מחדנו עם יחוד, הווה לחיזר המאגיד, תדע, דו יחוד עם הבדימו, ויחוד עם הבהי, אידו סומתיו, אף על כף שמחדנו עם יחוד, one says the third of מחשמן, and one says the fifth of מחשמן, so the Edis is bottle, even though afterwards, when Bezen asked them, which day of the week it was, so they are both מחדנו עם יחוד, and they say it took place on Sunday or on Monday, so we don't say, that then it's chokov dorosh, because once it was not dorosh, let's say half an hour before, it cannot become dorosh half an hour later. Avo pishen chavim v'achot le'amrin l'itoy v'shnei yiburim v'day yibur l'itoy inshe t'chashvin l'ochi zomai.
But the Rambam doesn't
pass
him like the Gemara in Makos.
No, the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanon. Chanedan sheireges achas l'sheva shonim ha'ariz ha'chavlanis. So in other words, if Bezen within the Shemitah period of 7 years had already executed one person, so then Bezen has to indulge so much of his wishes until they'll find a akoshe or any idea.
The Rambam quotes this one halacha.
What? Yeah, the Rambam passes like the Rambam.
Does he quote that phrase, a Sanhedrin that kills once in 7 years?
Yes, yes. I think.
Are you sure?
I think so. Please, I'll look it up. But I think so. I'll look it up, please. Now, Echodim Abishtei Shois, Vim Teima Ramayi Dishatayemis, Hilu dai kinum bahane sade. Hodi koma shtayim, bitrila shtayim. Ve havelei kinum es hachamo. Ve du son ptelo. So this taste, as we see, the taste of shit is like mognavon. Because according to the Goyen, so the calculation of shoyis money is calculated on the basis of the length of the day from the tzachamo to shkiye. So memele, the first shor b'yeim, begins with Nesacham. So how can we say that the first Shor B'Yayim ends before Nesacham? So obviously, Teish V'Shiti is like Mogen Avraham, that in calculation of Zmanies, Shoyis Zmanies, so we calculate on the basis of the length of the day from Amud HaShachar, which is an hour and 30 minutes prior to sunrise, until Dalet Milin subsequent Zizikahot, that means until an hour and 90 minutes subsequent to the first Shkia, which is the Shkia that we call sunset. So Mele, the length of the day according to the Mogen Avraham consists not of 12 hours, of each hour 60 minutes, but it consists of 15 hours. So 1/12 of 15 hours is how much? Please help me out. 1/12 of 15 hours. 1/12 of 12 hours is 60 minutes. 1/12 of 3 hours is a fourth of 60 minutes. That means 50 minutes. 15 minutes, right?
No, 1 1/4 is right.
What?
1 1/4.
What?
1 1/4.
1 1/4.
A quarter,
as I said, 15 minutes.
1 hour and 15 minutes.
1 hour and 15 minutes, that's what I said.
Right.
So in other words, 75 minutes. So an hour's money, according to Teisves, is 75 minutes. According to the Goyen, an hour's money is 60 minutes. And that's like the Mogavo. So this is Shite is like the Mogavo. Now the Goyen, in a Chaim, Luchas Krishme, Luchas Trile, he has two kashes. He has two kashes. One kashi is Bishleim Ligabit Trile, he can understand it. Because Gabit Trile is his shio of choice. And we see the Gemara in Brachas. There is a machlekes in Brachas between Reb Yude and the Rabbonon, whether this man of Shachris is up to Shlishayei or up to Chatzeis. So let's see the Gemara in Brachas. Daf Chavov Omer Aleph, the Mishnah in Tfilas HaShach. Tfilas HaShach at Chatzeis. Reb Yude Eimer had all the choice. How do we pass not like Rabban? We pass like Reb Yude. Shlish Hayein, a third of the day. That means in Equinox day till 10 o'clock. According to the Goyen, according to the Mognav Rom, it is 4 choice. 4 times 75.
So,
11 o'clock. 11 o'clock exactly. Yeah, okay. So the Gemara says, why does Reb Yude say at our choice? Baltomit shel shachar shekoret ba'arba shoyis man tane lehod itnan v'cham ha-shemesh v'nomis by the man v'cham ha-shemesh v'nomis ba'arba shoyis. So when did the man melt ba'arba shoyis at 10 o'clock? Or 11 o'clock, I mean, whatever you say. Baba Shoyz, Ataima Baba Shoyz, or ye ain't the yellow Bishay Shoyz, Kishoeime, Kechemayim, Bechama Shemesh Nomis. So if the Torah has said Kechemayim Binomis, then I would say Shay Shoyz Omo. Because when the position of the sun is in the middle of the sky, above your head, so then it's the hottest moment in the day, at noon. But the Torah says, Kicham HaShemesh V'Nomeis, Kichem HaYem V'Kham HaShemesh, Homan Mikayim V'Kham HaShemesh V'Nomeis, V'Abo HaShoyis, Man Eloi Rab Yudeh V'Loi Rabon, Yer Rab Yudeh Ad Abba HaShoyis Namis Afro, Yer Rabonon Ad Chatzeis Namis Afro, Ibo Yisim Rab Yudeh, Ibo Yisim Rabonon, Iboisim Rabbonon, Omakro Babika Babika, Halkeo Lishneip Korin. Iboisim Rabude, Hai Bahach, Hai Baker Isere, Babika Babika. Dabi the Tomichel Shacha, Babika Babika. So Lahagnele Shoishamis. So in other words, so the Goyen's Kashi against Hasogi against Mogavom, he says, Bishleinele Gabet File. Can understand. He doesn't agree with it, but he can understand. In other words, the question is, when the Baker Yisere has reference to Yishoy's manis from the 1/12 of the length of the day from sunrise to sunset, or the Mogavon says 1/12 of the length of the day from from dawn till Tzeisakachov. But Ligabi Krishme, so the reason as to why you carry Krishme at to Gimu Shoyis, because Melochim, so get up, they get up from their sleep, they get dressed, Sholi Shoyis Beyim. So you mean that the Melochim figure out, I mean, when they get up, how many hours it is from them, the Rashahats, the Chavin, Bishleim, the sunrise and sunset. So that's something they sense. They look at the sky. They go to the window and they take a look outside and they see the position of the sun in the sky.
Who says this?
The Goyim.
The Goyim said?
Yes,
the
yes.
Last year you said somebody else. You quoted somebody else.
I didn't say somebody else. Sal, I didn't say something else.
I remember you said this last year. Trace,
did anybody hear me say something else?
I remember you quoted from somebody else this statement.
No, I didn't. The Goyim.
You sure?
Sure. Positive. Positive. And second.
Can you
quote
something from Yaakov
Ender? What Yaakov Ender? No, whether he show his money is, that's another point, but I didn't discuss it yet. Whether show his money is means is a fixed thing, or his money is 1/12 of the day. If it's a fixed thing, so even the summertime it's 72 minutes, let's say, or 60 minutes.
Right,
if it is, no. If it is varies according to length of the day, so in the summertime it's longer and the winter time it's less.
You mean he didn't say it by Dafka by Kriyashma, he said it by all
Shah? I can't hear you.
He didn't say it Dafka by Kriyashma, he said it by all Shah's manus?
All the Shah's manus, yeah.
Because last year you said in the name of Yaakov Emden, Dafka by Kriyashma. It should be 180 minutes.
I don't know, I never said.
So you're saying according...
I don't remember.
Are you saying...
I'm saying the family is a male Xio.
Mora?
Male Xio is a Pelosh on the tour. Male Xio is not in the Siddha.
Uh-huh.
It's not in the Siddha.
And now you're saying according to the Gra, Krishosman Krishma is 180 minutes after sunrise.
That's right.
Because the Rambam says...
But it's money, yes. In summertime, it's more.
No, it's not Zmanis, it's Shavos.
No, the Goyim Shita is not Shavos.
You just...
The Primigot, please, I don't know what you're
because
putting
you just said, according to the...
I don't know what you're putting into my mouth.
Well, I'll tell you
the
in a second.
The Primigotim says that it's Shavos.
Because you said, according to the Gra, it depends upon the Malachim, right?
Yes.
So the Malachim don't care about which part of the day. They don't look at Zmanis.
So it's Matzik Magavon. The Melochim only look at the position of the sun in the sky. How far removed it is from the center of the sky.
So they can sense when it happens to be Shavos Zmanios?
That's right.
They don't go by Shavos Zmanios?
What?
By Shavos Shavos?
So it's an equinox day, so then it's always 3 hours.
But let's say not an equinox.
So it's more.
It will be Zmanium. So
the Melochim, the Derech of the Melochim, according to the Goy is that to wait until they get up from bed.
How long?
I mean, they wait the amount of time that's in Equinox Day. That's when the day is 12 and 12.
So that's 180 minutes.
That's right.
Which means Shavos.
Shavos.
Shavos, right?
Shavos, yeah.
Which means 180 minutes.
No, I mean, not Shavos, it is Manias. In the summertime, they wait maybe more than 180 minutes. They might wait 240 minutes until they get up.
Can you tell me, how do you determine?
By Manias, because they want to see that the sun has already deviated.
One third
from the
of
center. To Marev, you know, substantially.
Not Marev. We're going in the morning right now, right?
So I mean towards
the center. The center. The
towards
center.
The center. Towards
so
the center.
A third of the way.
Yeah, third of the way. Yeah.
So you're saying so the Gra is the same as everybody else, right? I'm confused.
Yeah, but
I don't
the Gra is Masik and Mogavon.
Yeah.
But the Nimlo.